101.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us on KVUE's morning show here today, Jada Reitmeyer. She's an Emporia High student, basically organizing a huge community clothing drive. And there's going to be culminating here a bit later this month. So wanted to talk about this in more detail today.
Jada, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Outstanding. Well, Jada, thanks for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about really the basic details to start things off here. How does this work, and when is going to be the big clothing event at Emporia High School?
We are calling it a clothing fair, and it's... Can you repeat that for me? I lost my train of thought.
No, that's quite all right. When is the clothing fair that you're going to have? And let's dovetail into that exactly what the clothing fair is going to entail.
It's on October 21st. It's on a Saturday. It's from 8 to noon. What we are doing is the clothes that we have from donations are going to... We all set up, and you can come by and pick whatever you want for free. And you can donate if you want to. We will have a stand for monetary donations, and you can donate if you want to. But if you can't donate money, then you can still come by and pick clothes.
So the fair is on the 21st. So are you in the process of collecting clothing right now, Jada?
Yes. We are collecting clothing until the 20th.
All right.
What type of clothing do you, I'm assuming that this is any type of clothes, but are there maybe specific categories that at this point in time you'd like to have more than you already do?
No, not really. You can just bring any clothes, and we will also accept like blankets and shoes and clothing accessories.
Sounds good. How did this idea get started?
My friend Amanda Knuckles, she has a clothing store that closed down, and she needed to clean it out and get rid of all the clothes and everything that was in it. And she came to me and asked, like, if she could donate it anywhere in town, and I presented the idea of the clothing fair.
Good deal. How long ago was that they kind of got this ball rolling?
Maybe like a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
Boy, so this is coming together pretty rapidly. Are you a bit surprised by how much clothes that you have in order to make this go here for the 21st?
Yeah, we've gotten quite a bit of donations already.
Well, if people would like to donate, how can they do that?
There is a flyer going around, and it has two emails on it. One is mine, and one is my mom's. You can email either or, and you can say, hey, I have clothes to donate, and then go on from there.
Reach out to you via email or by social media, probably the best way to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. You mentioned here about the clothing store shutting down and kind of getting the process started, but are there other reasons why this is important to you to make sure that this is successful here in a couple of weeks?
I know a lot of people can't afford clothes in Emporia and around the surrounding area, so I figured instead of just having her donate clothes, we could put this on and people who need clothes can come by and pick them up, because clothes are expensive nowadays.
All right. Well, Jada, where exactly will the clothing fair be taking place out at the high school?
Front parking lot.
Okay.
Okay. Good enough. All right, Jada, anything else that you wanted to add here for the clothing fair to highlight that? Because I think that's all the questions that we got here this morning.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us here today, and hope you have a good turnout here a week from tomorrow and get all those clothes distributed.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Jada. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jada.
Yeah, Jada Reitmeyer joining us. A clothing fair out at Emporia High School taking place a week from tomorrow. Good idea.
I'd say so. Indeed. So, looking forward to highlighting that here next week. Want to let you know, too, that later on today, we've got Melissa Owen of Social Innovation Lab, who will be previewing the Corky's Cupboard Car Show taking place tomorrow. That'll be our Talk of Emporia Focus at 11:06 today. And make sure you join us for Emporia High Football against Washburn Rural, 6:35 pregame tonight on KVUE, and also the Area Game of the Week, Jayhawk Lynn traveling to Olpe, 6:35 pregame on Country 101.7 FM.
KVUE Live and Local. News Time's 8:47, sunshine 51 degrees. Good morning.
Hostess Brands is seeking a wrapper technician for their facility in Emporia. This individual would be responsible for machine